tell the public something about yourself.
I'm a Wrangell-born guy who moved to Idaho in 1992 to go to school, and I love Alaska, I love Wrangell, I love small communities, and I look forward to, you know, any opportunity to give back to my community as I did in Idaho when I did live there. And I mean, other than that kind of stuff, you know, I'm not real exciting. I'm not a base jumper, some kind of crazy, you know, parachute diver.
What experience and or skills do you bring to the position?
Well, I've spent a lot of time and a lot of energy working in grassroots politics. Ever since I moved to Idaho and went to the university there, while I was in college, I spent a lot of time working on issues that I thought were important, issues of social justice, economic justice, issues that had to do with how the city that I lived in was growing and dealing with that. Issues like public transportation, living wage jobs, environment, the media. So yeah, I have a pretty wide skill set when it comes to public policy. You know, I was a community organizer. I've been an acting state senator. I've ran for the mayor of a town myself. I have run several different political campaigns for state legislators and city council people. I helped start a nonprofit. I've directed a nonprofit that dealt with conservation, environmental, kind of public health issues. It just seems like every opportunity that came my way to participate in the democratic process and to contribute in some meaningful way, you know, that excited me, and I wanted to take advantage of that. And I hope to do the same thing here in Wrangell, in my hometown.
If you had to choose one issue, what issue do you think is most important?
Today, I think energy is the most important issue that we face as a nation, as a world, and even as an island community. I think that there is an incredible opportunity in this area to tap into hydropower like Cascade Creek is trying to do, and like we already have with Tai'i, Thomas Bay Authority, and the Tai'i project and different hydropower projects. But I do think that energy is going to be is and will continue to be our number one issue. I mean, if you look at the price of heating fuel, of gas to power our cars, all of these things are going up, which means that our paychecks are going down. So, you know, one of the easiest ways that we can reverse that trend is to start to invest and actively engage in creating energy sources as an industry. And I think that Wrangell and the Wrangell borough and a lot of Southeast could genuinely be an exporter of clean, renewable energy. And that could create a tremendous amount of jobs. It could put us in a strong position for industrial growth and things like that. So I think, you know, as we move forward as a country or as a city, how we heat our homes, how we move our vehicles, how we power our lights and schools and all of that, and how we attract industry is all really related to energy. And I have participated in that discussion in the lower 48s for a number of years. So I look forward to, like I said, any opportunity up here to contribute to that discussion and to see that our town moves forward and takes advantage of any of those opportunities to create jobs, to create a more secure energy future.
That was KSTK's interview with Jeremy Maxand, who's running for Assembly Seat B. Next, we'll hear from William Privett. Privett is running for the same seat. Tell the public something about yourself.
Well, I've lived in Wrangell probably the majority of my life. We moved here in 1959 from a logging camp. I'm a graduate of 1971 Wrangell High School. I have served in capacity as the mayor of Wrangell three different times. I've served in the city council, the port commission, the school board, the planning and zoning commission. I've been the chamber of commerce president. I've been the Southeast Conference president and board member. I'm currently a board member now of the Southeast Conference again. So I guess my history is that, and I guess I've been a Little League president. I've done all the things that we're supposed to do as we grow and mature with a community. And that's basically my background. I can look around at many of the things that have been accomplished in this community, and somewhere close to that, Bill Previtt's had his hands in that, either as pushing it directly to get accomplished or was in a position to assist it at some level. So Wrangell is my home. It's our community, my community, and I feel very strongly about serving on the assembly and trying again to make sure that Wrangell moves forward in a positive fashion and doesn't get hooked up in any bad situations and things like that. And we've had a heck of a hit for a good number of years because of the mill closure, and we've seen over 750 people move out of town, and it's really been a very difficult thing for families and for businesses and for the community in general. You know, in the foreseeable future, at best, I hope we can just stop the erosion of young people leaving this community.
What experience and or skills do you bring to the position?
Well, I guess I just have to reiterate what I said earlier, the fact that I have served in so many capacities on behalf of the public, if you will, and I think I've also brought a level of integrity to that offering of myself and my services that qualify me, I guess, to serve in the assembly. I think I'm extremely honest. I've never ducked the question. And a lot of times people don't like my answers, but I certainly will answer a question.
If you had to choose one issue, what issue do you think is most important?
Well, today we're facing a serious issue with a private corporation called Cascade Creek Limited Liability Corporation. I'm very, very concerned about the role they're playing within our community. And I think that this is the worst thing that this community could do, which is open Pandora's box to outside down south utilities coming into our communities and then regulating our hydroelectric projects. Because right now, the way our whole program is set up with our hydroelectricity is that we as individual people, residents of this community, we own those projects. And that's why we're having the inexpensive rates that we have today. If this was owned by a private corporation, they'd be responsible to their shareholders first, the consumers second. We don't want to ever lose sight of that. I don't know how more succinctly I can state my fervent hope that this community and our four assembly members who think that Cascade LLC is a legitimate company, that they don't back off from this endeavor. We have a tremendous working operation for the last 25 years with the four-dam pool. And as we divest from the four-dam pool and create an agency called the Southeast Intertie Agency, which will help operate the Swan Tie Intertie connections, etc., this is a perfect group that we can work together with our fellow communities of Petersburg and Wrangell and Ketchikan, and develop some of the other hydroelectric facilities in Southeast Alaska. We do not need an out-of-town, down-south company coming in here and taking our valuable resource and then charging us through the nose for it. It's just very, very difficult for me to even understand why Wrangell has embroiled themselves in with this company. When you talk about the misinformation that people have been given about the Alaska-BC intertie, it would cost $750 million to build that intertie. And by the way, there's a surplus of power with BC Hydro. They have absolutely no incentive to hook up a whole bunch of communities in Southeast Alaska at this time. It would cost us 30 cents a kW to pull that off. And there's no reason for us to do that in Southeast. We can build some of these small projects, keep ourselves interconnected. The day may come, whether it's 25, 50, or 75, or even 100 years from now, when something changes, that we have something happen industrial or whatever that would warrant that kind of expenditure. But I can assure you the state of Alaska will never fully fund a $750 million intertie down through the Bradfield corridor. It's not going to happen. And people who unfortunately keep trying to push these dreams, they're not looking at it from a financial point of view. They're looking at it from an emotional point of view. I'd love to see the line myself. I'd love to see a road up the Bradfield. But no one's going to spend $300 million to build a road to 40 miles from nowhere. We've just heard enough about the bridge to nowhere. Well, it sounds to me like we also have an inner tie and a road that's possibly to nowhere. And that's unfortunate, but that is reality. And we need to really focus on reality rather than the emotional dream of trying to pull something off. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, and that's unfortunate, but the reason it isn't going to happen is the need of the use is not here. And if the idea of throwing power into BC to sell to some down south market, I repeat, they have an excess of power today. If the market was available, they would sell their excess power. Thank you.
That was KSTK's interview with William Privett. Privett is running for Assembly Seat B against Jeremy Naxand. Voters will get to vote for one. Voters will also get to vote for other local officials and weigh in on three ballot measures on October 7th. Tomorrow, KSTK will air candidate interviews for Hospital Board.